Last week's Lunch and Learn was on the 2026 market outlook. This week, we're going to cover that in video form. For those of you that don't know, I'm Jacob Tim. I'm here with Ryan Fisher, our chief market strategist. And Ryan and I had the opportunity last week, our third year in a row?
Third year running.
We did the Lunch and Learn to kick off the year. We looked at what happened in 2025 and started attempting to paint the picture for 2026. How many people were in attendance?
I think we had 53.
So it was not only a well-informed group, that's a lot of great questions, but we thought we would take some of that information and pass it along to you that maybe couldn't be in attendance. So for this video, we're not gonna focus on what happened in 2025. We know it was a positive year for markets. Things were pretty clean outside of some April volatility. We're gonna focus our time and attention on 2026. Now, I will note right now that this is not our outlook for 2026. What we did was we pulled a lot of data from some of the larger analytics firms out there, market strategists, and we'll caveat that as well with market strategists are a lot of times like weathermen. They make a prediction that they will change along the way, but we always think it's interesting to look at what they think's going to happen and what could be the catalysts that drive that. So we'll start with what are the predictions? So as you'll see from this slide, we pulled 21 of the largest analytics firms out there. Names you've heard, Oppenheimer, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, JP Morgan, Cantor Fitzgerald, Bank of America. And as you can see, what they're basically looking at here is what do they think the S&P 500, so the largest 500 US companies by market cap, will end the year at. This is all taken from data and predictions from the end of 2025. And of these 21 companies making their year-end 2026 predictions, 20 of them think that 2026 will provide a fourth year in a row of positive returns for US stocks. Only one thinks that we will trend the opposite direction. And as you can see, 8.5% is the average of those 21 large analytics firms. So Ryan, when we look at those predictions, I think as we kind of talked about before, not necessarily surprising, but we have had now three good years of market performance in a row. So Ryan, let's say they get it right and we do have positive performance at the end of 2026. What are some of the catalysts that potentially could drive that?
Definitely, that's echo the same sentiment Jake mentioned earlier. We never know what's gonna happen, but we have an idea of potential scenarios and in theory how markets should react accordingly. Mm-hmm. So one of the general themes going into the year that is gonna continue to persist is the topic of artificial intelligence. Yeah. You can't turn on the news or have a discussion around the investment universe without AI being brought up in some capacity. So I think the key theme to remember around AI right now is, for the most part, all of the contributions AI has provided from an economic standpoint, so think of the metrics that go into GDP figures, the vast majority of that benefit has been in the capacity build out for AI.
It's been all build out and spending.
Server
so far.
Farms, yeah. The allowing the capacity to scale at the astronomical figures that they've been claiming.
Well, a lot of these companies have been sitting on massive amounts of cash for a long time. And so that cash has gone into build outs of infrastructure, readying potential AI technology to hopefully create efficiencies and profitability.
100%. And I think that ties in. The easiest way to think about it is, so far AI has been dominated by AI creators. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the NVIDIAs of the world that are at the forefront of innovating the AI space. I think the second phase is now more focused around the AI adopters.
Yeah.
Now that AI has reached a place where it can improve efficiencies and productivity, it now comes down to how do companies effectively adopt AI in their day-to-day practice. So that number one is gonna be the biggest potential catalyst to positive returns for 2026, is we continue to see the data back up that AI is improving productivity.
Sure.
I know another thing that we saw too, so not only AI driving efficiencies and productivity, which leads to more profitability for companies, but great, companies are profitable, they're efficient. What about the consumer? Are they gonna have income to buy products? And even though we've heard a lot of people talk about, oh, the economy's terrible, it's slowing. Actually, the data points in the opposite direction. Things actually look pretty clean from a economic growth perspective. And I'm not gonna show the slide here, but one that really stood out to Ryan and I was when you look at some of the both the fiscal and the monetary policy implementation over the last 12 months, interest rates coming down, tax cuts being solidified. A lot of these analysts believe that outside of consumers making less than $50,000 a year, everyone else will more than likely see more dollars in their pocket, whether that's from wage growth or tax cuts in 2026 than they did in 2025, which leads to more spending.
High earners contribute 40% to the overall GDP component from consumers.
Yeah.
So again, when we tie back to a scenario where productivity does improve, enhanced productivity does have a disinflationary impact on the economy. So that would be one function of as productivity improves, technically speaking, inflation should stay intact, if not continue to lower. As we know, lower inflation means lower prices for consumers. So that would be one function that could help offset any potential ramifications around the labor market when it comes to increased adoption in AI. But I think a lot of the main players in the AI space are on the same page in that AI for right now isn't necessarily designed to replace. It's more to improve.
Sure.
And I think you've even used the anecdote in passing around a lot of the usefulness ChatGPT has for you on the day-to-day basis that isn't necessarily anything that would make sense on a business front.
Sure, it can build out a second grade girls basketball practice schedule, but I don't know how that's making me any more profitable for my company or for the overall economy. And that shifts our focus to great. So far we're painting a picture of potential for increased returns in the S&P 500 over the next year, an economy that doesn't go into a recession, but that doesn't come without volatility and for potential downside as well. On the AI front, one of the big things that could lead to a miss with the data we're talking about is if we aren't getting the efficiency that we're seeing, if AI isn't turning into true profitability for these companies and for consumers. Secondly, just because markets may end up doesn't mean that we don't get volatility along the way. And 2025 was a perfect example of that. At one point in April, the US stock market had disconnected from its peak in February to its bottom in April, almost 20%. And yet we still ended up with a double-digit return for US stocks. We certainly see that as having the potential for continuing, whether it's the fight over the Fed and the independence of the Fed, it's the midterm elections later this year. All of that creates sometimes emotional volatility for stocks. So when it comes to how we look at that with your portfolios or any of the models we're running, Ryan, what are the keys that we'll be focusing on this year, both that we've already been doing and some potential items that we'll be watching?
I'd say some major themes to take away on our mindset, especially when it comes to an international perspective. We've always been big proponents of diversification of our equities to international and emerging market names. Now more than ever, we feel like that's a space that is poised to continue to have some strong performance. I think the starting point really was a lot of the uncertainty around tariffs. Liberation Day surprised a lot of people. But with that, it kind of reset the landscape when it comes to trade negotiations in a lot of these countries. Reluctantly got back to the table, and for a lot of these trading partners, ended up with more favorable deals.
Yeah. So, to really sum this up, yes, we could see a potential for additional increases in portfolios in 2026. Of course, there's volatility that can come along with that. And if you need any additional insight into either fears that you're having or what we're thinking, don't hesitate to give us a call. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.